Chapter 6. It was 3:15 when Lexi pulled into the parking lot at the Brook Ridge Retirement Center. Nance was already waiting for her just outside the door, her foot tapping impatiently on the pavement. Lexi pulled to a stop in front of her and motioned for her to get in.
"I was wondering if you were going to show," Nance said.
"Sorry, I got caught up in making lemon bars for the bakery." Nance shrugged.
"That's okay. You're here now, so let's get down to business."
Lexi put the car in gear and swooped around the parking lot to get back to the entrance. "Which way?" Nance pulled out her smartphone.
"Let me get this navigation app up."
Lexi rolled down her window while Nance fiddled with the phone. The sky was a gorgeous shade of blue, the air crisp with the smell of fall, and the temperature still warm enough to heat the car, but not hot enough to require air conditioning. The open windows provided the perfect relief while letting in clean, fresh air.
"There," Nance said. "Take a left and then go through downtown and take a right on Howard Street."
Lexi checked the road for traffic, then turned left.
"How did you find out where the fiancé lives?"
Lexi was often baffled and even a little disturbed at how the ladies could dig up personal information.
"I knew Veronica's last name from the other day at the bridal shop. So Ruth just looked up her engagement announcement, and we found the fiancé's name. Stuart Wiggins. Once we knew that, it was pretty easy to find out where he lives."
Lexi slid her eyes over to Nance.
"And did you find out anything else about him?"
"Just that he's from Arizona and works as a security guard at the Telborn Museum."
"Is that the big museum over in Cutler?"
Cutler was a few towns over and a much larger city than Lexi's town of Brook Ridge Falls. The museum was one of the largest in the world. Lexi frowned, remembering something about the museum in the news recently.
"Yep, that's the one. They had a recent theft, some sort of crown jewels or scepter. Howard is just up here on the right."
Nance jabbed her finger at the right side of the windshield while looking down at her smartphone. Lexi turned right.
"Now follow this to..."
Nance squinted at the phone.
"Palomino Lane, then take another left on Edwards. He lives in the townhouses somewhere on that road."
"Oh, I know just where that is," Lexi said.
"Great."
Nance slipped the phone into her purse.
"So your mom and dad are coming back tonight?"
"Yep, they said they'd be here at supper time. You're coming over, right?" Lexi asked.
Lexi's father was Nan's son, so she assumed her grandmother would want to join them.
"Of course, dear. We can head back once we get the evidence we need from the killer,"
Nan said, with an air of confidence that Lexi wished she shared. Lexi pulled up in front of the row of townhouses. They looked like any other townhouses, thin, two-story homes stacked up next to each other, each in the same light blue siding with black shutters. Lexi shuddered when she realized one of them might harbor a killer. Nance pushed her door open and jumped out, her face glowing with excitement. Lexi followed her onto the sidewalk.
"It's number 48.
Nance pointed to one of the middle townhouses, and they started toward it.
"Looks like he didn't get his mail."
Lexi pointed to the overstuffed mailbox on the side of the door.
"Or his paper,"
Nance said, as they stood in front of the door, looking down at a rolled-up newspaper. Lexi pressed the doorbell and waited. No one answered.
"Maybe he's still at work?
It is only 3:30, Lexi offered.
"Nope, he works the night shift."
Nance looked at her watch.
"Actually, he should be just getting ready to go to work."
"Well, maybe he left early to run errands or something."
Lexi backed down the walk to the one-car garage. She went around to the side door. Standing on her tiptoes, she cupped her hands around her eyes and looked in through the glass window. No car. Lexi's spirits deflated.
looks like he's not home. She came back around to the front, only to find that Nan's was no longer at Stuart's door. She was marching over to the next townhouse, whose owner had the unfortunate timing to be out watering the plants next to his steps.
Yoo-hoo!
Nan's waved at the elderly man, who straightened from his task, and contemplated Nan's from underneath a bushy, creased brow.
Sorry, we were looking for Stuart Wiggins. You wouldn't happen to know where he is, would you?
The man shrugged.
I don't know too much about him. Who are you?
Oh, I'm his great aunt. Just in town for a quick visit. I was hoping I could catch him.
Lexi narrowed her eyes at Nan's, feeling a little disturbed at how easily the other woman could spin off a lie.
Oh, well, I haven't seen him since yesterday.
The man pursed his lips and looked up at the sky.
Come to think of it, I didn't actually see him, but I heard him yelling.
Yelling? Nance asked.
Yes, must have been him and his lady friend having a fight. You know how young couples are.
He winked at Nance.
What were they yelling about?
Nance asked.
Oh, well, I really don't like to talk out of school. Thing is, I couldn't make out everything they were saying. Something about lying, I think.
He shrugged.
Then I heard car doors slamming and looked out just in time to see that brunette peel out in a red Toyota Corolla. Then saw Stuart come speeding out of his garage after her.
Oh, well, thank you,
Nan said to the man, then turned and glanced triumphantly at Lexi. She hurried down the walkway, grabbing Lexi by the elbow and practically running to the sidewalk.
This is great news, Nance whispered. They got into a big fight. Veronica is found murdered hours later, and the fiancé seems to be on the run. It's practically a written confession.
They were almost to Lexi's car when a black sedan pulled to the curb. Lexi's heart twisted when Watson Davies jumped out of the driver's seat and approached them.
What are you doing here?
Davies folded her arms against her chest and then stood there snapping her gum and looking from Lexi to Nance.
Nance, this is Detective Watson Davies.
Lexi stalled.
Detective Davies, this is my grandmother, Mona Baker.
Nance plastered a sugar-sweet smile on her face.
It's so nice to meet you, Detective Davies. Lexi has told me so many good things about you.
Davies lifted a perfectly plucked brow at Lexi.
We were just here visiting an old friend of mine,
Nance rushed on, waving to the man who had continued with his watering.
He's been cooped up inside for months, and just now getting out, isn't that wonderful?
Davies looked uncertainly at the man, then narrowed her eyes at Nance.
You don't say?
Yes, I do.
Nance sprinted over to the passenger side of Lexi's car.
And now, if you'll excuse us, I'm late for a doctor's appointment.
Nance jumped in the car, and Davies fixed her attention on Lexi.
You don't expect me to believe that, do you?
Lexi's stomach churned, and she crossed her fingers behind her back. She wasn't as accomplished a liar as her grandmother.
Are you accusing my grandmother of lying?
Davies glanced at the car, where Nance was fiddling with her smartphone in the front seat.
I don't know what you are up to or how you got your grandmother involved, but I think you know full well Veronica's fiancé lives here. In fact, this makes me think maybe the two of you were in on the murder together.
What? I don't even know him.
So you say,
Davies said as she started toward Wiggins' townhouse.
But finding you here has just moved you up a notch on my suspect list.